This is Neon Talk Live. We are coming to you live.
Just to, it's terrible when you have to explain a joke. Signal hole for those of you uninitiated to the Kansas City area that are viewing us right now. They used to, and still have a television station, radio station, television combination, which consists of what we called Channel 4 for years here in Kansas City. And because it was sitting on top of a hill overlooking the city from the south, looking right down Southwest Boulevard, it was called Signal Hill for years. But because we're down in basically my basement, this is called Signal Hole. Just
it works. It works. But this is the interesting thing about that. John Christopher spent some quality time up there, and I was just talking about this last night. My son Zen had some friends over, and I said, if you get an internship, get an interesting one. Like I worked at Signal Hill. I did pre and post game production for the Royals broadcast with Steve Rinko and Al Fitzmaurice. And during breaks, Skid Rohde and Marty Wall used to come up there. And I used to get food down at the Hertford House, because that was back in the 90s where you could do a handshake and say,
yeah,
get me some food if I run an ad. And I could maybe eat or I didn't eat, but I had some illuminating conversations with those baseball players about baseball. I learned more about the economics and the realities of baseball with those guys than I did anywhere else.
On that resume, I said, hey, I got a studio. Want to hang out?
Yeah, that's right. I would love to hang
out. Do you like jazz? Yeah. I'm from Jersey. You're from Jersey. Come on down.
Come on down. Let's do it.
Bring your shine box.
Yeah, bring your shine box and have some gum. Oh, man. So tonight, and we're getting ready to cue it up here in a minute, just so you can understand what we got going on here. There was a mood I was in. It was either going to be Stanley Turrentine or... yeah, John Bedoin. Maybe it was that internship at the U News. I had some great times down at the University News down at UMKC. There was a lot of things that I can't talk about on camera, but there's other things that I can't talk about on camera.
Well, I'm a fellow broadcaster, so there are a lot of things I'm not going to talk about on camera either. As long as there's still an FCC, you know what I'm saying? Friendly candy company.
That's right. That eclectic airplane almost nosedived many times right into the face of the moon. So
black copter time.
That's right.
Another conspiracy,
man. Is the FCC regulating this live thing? Hold on, let me. Yeah, okay. So what we're doing tonight? It's going to get queued up. I'm in a bossa nova mood right now.
The new beat.
Lorindo Alameda and the bossa nova all stars.
We hit the button here and find the needle and drop it on there. Let's see what happens.
Ringo, do not hit the red button. We'll be ejected from the yellow submarine. Okay. Yeah, gum chewing weather.
I don't know if it, I kind of having been around for this period. There was a period there. Before we get to the period, let's go on to the exclamation mark.
We're going to work our way through the pronunciation.
let this track for a moment. Yeah. Should have brought my sombrero. The one with the balls on it.
Yeah, that's right. Every time I see dogs walking, this is the theme. Tail wags, ears back. Okay, so we want to start with a comma, exclamation point, or the... what?
Oh, no, this music was the culmination of a period when we were exploring different kinds of music, and it had a lot to do with the thing sort of begun by Martin Denny.
Yeah.
Yeah, what was called Exotica.
Yes.
And it started with the boys coming home from World War II. There seemed to be a sentiment about music that declared the world was actually not quite the threat that it had been.
Right.
And so we had these art form called Exotica in music. Martin Denny, Les Baxter,
yep,
sold out to it. Just kidding. For Les Baxter fans. I thought it was a great line by somebody once.
Yeah.
Who said, Les Baxter, man. I couldn't believe he said it. I mean, When's the last time you've heard of Les Baxter?
Yeah, right.
You know, in case you don't know who he is, he was along with releasing a number of singles, he also happened to be the music and conductor for the orchestra for Capitol Records in the 1950s into the early 60s.
Yeah.
He also, Les also did a lot of movie music.
Yeah.
And television. The whistling theme from Lassie.
Yeah.
That's Les.
Yep. Well, you know, it's funny. You mentioned that exotic period.
Exotica period.
Martin Denny ushered in an era of a whole bunch of children at that time. The world got happy and a lot of babies were born.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Them guys were relieved to come back for more than reasons, and I'm a product of that.
So it was Denny, right, for Martin?
Martin Denny, yeah. Denn, yes.
It was Y. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
So... This was a coincidence, Bill Denny, by the way. I was noticing this earlier on when we got on camera. We totally did not plan for the maroon, but it works. Maybe this should be our new workout fit, the maroon twins.
I was going to say, you got the memo, didn't you?
Yes, that's
right. I was
wondering
about that.
So, and an interesting revelation today. I interviewed the legendary saxophonist Gary Bartz, and I was explaining this to you, and I...
Yeah, this is neat.
This is the cool thing about how life works. This morning, I rarely get into, like, Facebook or watching things in the morning, but I happened to get on and I was watching an interview with Miles Davis, and it was in Baltimore and it was in a studio, and these people in the audience were totally afraid of Miles. I mean, he's all clad in
glasses.
Well,
he kind of came with a reputation.
He did. He had that gravelly voice and he was just kind of like hunkered doing his thing, but they were asking him questions and they were stammering and stuttering and saying, I'm really nervous to be around you. And I got the feeling that he was uncomfortable with being typecast as somebody that made other people uncomfortable.
He probably was.
And I talked to Gary about that, who spent some time with him during his fusion years in the early 70s, and he said he never laughed more than he did around Miles Davis. He loved that guy, and Miles did not want to be that guy, but Miles was the type of dude that took no BS. He was a straight shooter, but there was a heart in there. There was a soft, malleable middle, and I think sometimes we get this perception that he was this gravelly guy that was angry and just, you know, kind of intimidating to be around.
He definitely knew what he wanted out of his musicians.
Yes.
And was very vocal about it, straightforward about it, and at times could be a little terse.
Yeah. But that was, you know, and if you look at his life, and we talked about this lineage. Yeah, his run-ins with the law and with, you know, racism and all of those things were just epic, you know. So, what else do we got?
We need to talk.
We need to talk. You've been sneaking in here.
Talk about this.
Yeah, that's right. So... Tonight we recorded show 579. We featured some great UK artists, John Escree, The Expansions, which is a beautiful band, and Josephine Davies, and there's a lot of little things. There was one thing, if you have a chance, and you'll hear on the show, there is a documentary on John Coltrane on Netflix. Watch it. If you're curious at all about John Coltrane, you talk about the epitome of spirituality meets music, meets a totally kindred spirit that was out of this world. John Coltrane, it's the reason why he's still adoring the way he is. He was an exceptional cat.
All right.
I wanted to be more passionate about that, but I couldn't pull it.
I was going
to
say, a little more flourish in that if you could. One more time for
next,
the camera.
Next time, give us some pep, kid. So, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, man.
I think we already covered that, but we'll
do
it again.
Yeah, we'll do it again. And we'll, to you out there in internet land.
In internet land, in the world at large. So yeah, we're gonna let this album, the old Bossa Nova, just nail it over and over and over and over and over again as we cascade away.
Laying aside Edie Gourmet for a little while.
That's right.
All right.
All right. Stay cool out there in Radio Land.
And enjoy the music, my friends.
That's right.
Put away the sock puppet.
Neon Jazz.